ultimately, we're talking about community hubs here, and I think what's really important is an acceptance and appreciation that what we do is has value, and it's important. It's like going into a church. You kind of can spiritually realign when you come into a place like ours through culture.
The voice you're hearing is Steve Kulak, the owner of Tidal Music, Film and Bookstore, located in Surry Hills. It's independently owned and has been running since 2006. I'm Narlene Masto, and welcome to the 9th episode of Outside Inside Sydney Town. We're going to explore the urban playground in inner Sydney, Surry Hills. It hosts a number of art galleries, pubs, acclaimed restaurants and op shops. Jason White is the head chef of Fire Door, an award-winning restaurant known for cooking with wood coals in an immersive setting. Let's hear from Jason about what Fire Door offers to customers.
What we offer is being able to showcase amazing producers and cook good and simple food, and for people to be able to have access to that.
Access is also an integral component for Tidal Records. For Steve, it's about giving people access to cultural assets in the form of film, book and music.
I think that's a significant part of our people who come in. You know, we talk to them, we engage them, we find out who they are, their stories, you know, we recommend things, and I'll come from far and wide because they trust what we've told them the first time round, and they'll trust what we'll tell them the second time as well. And they just really engage. Well, let's put it this way. Retail's like theatre. It's drama, man. You've got to perform. You've got to talk to your crowd. Mm. And, you know, if it's a good show, man, they'll buy the ticket to the next one.
Part of the theatrical experience is bringing people behind the scenes and showing what an establishment does. At the heart of Fire Door is a strong dialogue with its trusted producers.
People to be able to actually understand what we do, why we do it, and the relationships that we have with our suppliers and the methods we go about doing things, so that people can actually understand a bit more about food, where it comes from, all the steps in place and down the production line that it takes from getting from A to B. So whether it's from a fisherman, the getting to us, the efforts we do with it, how we cook it, just so that we can showcase how simple and amazing a certain piece of produce is.
During the period of lockdown and isolation, people were desperate to connect with physical art.
Touch of engagement with it, that relationship you have through the touching of it, is what works. And that's why a physical book will always be there, and not anything electronic or virtual, you know, the Kindle or whatever it might be, or the Spotify thing. It's useful because it needs to be there in the sense of the place you can go quickly and cheaply to discover something. But after that, it's a different journey. You need to own it. You need to feel that it's yours.
Facilitating a connection between customers, producers, and venue owners was challenging during the pandemic. However, in their own unique ways, both these venues were able to persevere and continue supporting the people who are integral to their operations.
We rely so much on working with our producers to be able to gain the best quality produce. So it's a very time-consuming process, and to be able to develop those relationships and maintain them. And especially during the pandemic, when there was a lot of producers which were struggling to move their products, we did what we could to be able to support them through that time. Yeah, it's important, especially during those times, to really maintain those and maintain those relationships, support them as much as you can.
And, you know, we support creativity, we support the people who make, who create, and that's the reason we do what we do, because at the end of the day, what we do is really important. That sense that people can come to a place and recalibrate and reinvent themselves. And I think books, music, film, they're the assets to do that. I'm not sure anything else can do the same.
This podcast was made in Sydney, which sits on the Gadigal land of the Eora Nation, whose sovereignty was never ceded. I'd like to thank Steve Kulak from Tidal and Jason White from Fire Door for sharing their perspectives. This episode was produced by Oscar Byrne and myself with the support of City of Sydney, Dom Romeo and 2SER. A special thanks to James Court for supplying the music. I'm Narlene Masto, and thank you for listening to the 9th episode of Outside Inside Sydney Town.